From Tidbits on February 16th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for February 16th, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Simon 2.5 from Dijal Systems is a significant update to the Internet Monitoring Tool. Changes include an SMS notifier plugin that enables Simon notifications to be sent as text messages to your mobile phone. The update also adds Smart Status and Drive Status services that monitor the health of local hard disks. Minor bugs have also been repaired, including one that could cause new default services and notifiers to disappear after relaunching if no changes were made manually after updating. The full list of changes is available via Dijal's website. Password Wallet 4.4.4 from Selznick Scientific Software is a minor update to the long-standing password protection utility. The update, quote, simplifies iPhone synchronization for new users, adds Japanese translation, and addresses some usability issues, end quote. The company has also released Password Wallet 4.4.5 for the iPhone with a number of cosmetic and usability tweaks. VMware Fusion 2.0.2 from VMware is a maintenance update to the popular Windows virtualization software. New to this version is the capability to import Windows virtual machines from both Parallels Desktop 4.0 and Parallels Server for Mac. Support for mounting unencrypted .dmg files as CD/DVD disk images, support for Mac OS X 10.5.6 as a host operating system, support for Ubuntu 8.10 as a guest operating system, and more. Chex 2.2 from Kent Sutherland is a minor update to the iChat Enhancement and Extension utility. Changes include a new Send Camera Snapshot feature that enables users to send pictures from their cameras as inline images, support for multi-touch gestures capable of switching chat tabs, an added option to confirm before ending AV chats, and improved display options for the message history. The update also fixes several minor bugs. Nisus Writer Express 3.2 from Nisus Software is the latest version of the streamlined word processor. The update features added backup options, editable document properties, and the capability to select the default file format for new documents. Also new is a services menu that enables users to create a Nisus Writer document from selected content in another application. Numerous bugs have also been fixed, all of which are listed, along with other smaller changes and features, within the extensive release notes. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.